Why Joy is Never Dependent on Our Circumstances by Debbie McDaniel, read by Kelly Jane McLean. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 24. Many of us may have heard this verse over long years, but what's interesting to know is it's set right within a psalm where the author is writing about huge adversity. It's not written about when times are good, but when times are hard. Situations were changing. The psalmist cried out to God in anguish. He was surrounded on all sides by the enemy. He felt pushed back and about to fall. Yet right in the midst of huge struggles shared, this chapter both starts and ends with the same verse of giving thanks and praise unto God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 1 and verse 29. Such a powerful reminder to us. True joy is never dependent on our circumstances. We can still choose to give thanks. We can still believe in God's goodness and love, for that's what carries us through all difficult seasons. We might be facing the toughest of times, but the truth is this. He's still given us today. He's with us, and he will never leave or fail us. His love covers us, his peace sustains us, and his joy gives us the strength to face every trial and obstacle with courage and grace. We can rest in the security that truth brings. May his blessings overwhelm you today as you look to him and choose joy. Give thanks, for he is good. His love endures forever. Intersecting faith and life. No matter what you're facing today, be confident in God's unchanging love for you. If he's given us today, then we still have breath left within us to bring honor to him. Choosing joy in hard times takes effort and action on our part. It requires our hearts to be set on him. May he help us this day to choose well. For further reading, check out Psalm 118, 1 through 29, Nehemiah 8, verse 10, and Psalm 28, verse 7.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.